Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking about a lithium and boron mine at Rhyolite Ridge near Tonopah. We're talking with Bernard Rowe, he's Ioneer USA Corp President, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time from Australia. Who says we don't go out there and really get the guests for this program? Bernard Rowe is the president of Ioneer USA Corp, and they are developing the lithium mine near Tonopah. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Great to be here with you.
And I have to say, knowing that as we are taping this, it is 2 o'clock in the morning in Sydney, Australia, I really appreciate you looking so awake and alert. So thank you for that. So first of all, please start out and tell us who Ioneer Corp is and what kind of projects you've been working on, because you are a major firm.
So thanks, Sam. So Ioneer USA Corp is a company that owns the Rhyolite Ridge lithium boron deposit and project, which is located in Esmeralda County in Nevada. It's a large lithium boron deposit that's quite advanced. We've just recently finished a feasibility study, and we're looking at developing that project into an operating producing mine over the coming years.
And when you're talking coming years, you're talking a 20 to 30 year timeline, correct?
Yes, that's right. We're probably about roughly three years away from first commercial production. But once the mine is up and running, then we have sufficient resources for an initial period of about 26 years. Obviously, the mine would be developed in a staged manner, but overall, there's sufficient resources for 26 years. And the mineralization is still open. So we think we'll find more as we get back out there and drill further. So we think it's going to be a multi-generational type of mining operation, producing both lithium and boron products.
And of course, Nevadans are used to these kind of projects. I mean, in northern Nevada, in the extreme northern border area, in Elko County, we've seen, you know, multi-generational developments of mining. So let's start with lithium and boron, because that's an important pairing, correct? Not just lithium, but boron as well. How does this help to have both of these?
That's right. In fact, the combination of lithium and boron is very rare. There's no other lithium and boron deposits, large ones, known in the United States. And in fact, there's really only two known in the world. So it's a very unusual, rare combination. They do pair well together, though. So firstly, they're both products that are required for a modern and urbanized world, where energy conservation, energy management is very important and becoming increasingly important. So from a product use, they're very complementary. but also from a processing mining perspective, and the economics of the project, they're very complementary. Approximately 70% of the revenue would come from the lithium that we will produce, and about 30% revenue from the boron. And what that means is to have that dual revenue stream means that the boron effectively covers over 70% of our all-in cash costs. So the boron underpins the economics, if you like, of this project. And it means that to produce lithium, we can produce it extremely cheaply. In fact, we project that we will be the lowest cost lithium producer in the world, thanks to that large boron revenue.
All right, so people in Nevada are familiar with lithium because of the battery factory that Tesla has, along with Panasonic at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Where are they getting their lithium from at this point in time? Are you aware of where they are locating that lithium?
In general, I am. I don't know the specifics, but what we know is that approximately 50% of the world's lithium comes from South America. So Chile and Argentina, and where you have these what are known as brine operations, where the lithium is extracted from salty water that's pumped from underground onto the surface and is evaporated. So 50% of the lithium in the world comes from there presently. The other 50% comes from Australia, actually, and not where I am. I'm in Sydney right now, but it comes from the western part of Australia. But that's a very different type of deposit that needs to be the mineral spodumene is mined and concentrated and then sent to Asia, mainly China, for processing. So the lithium that's being used at the Gigafactory will come from originally either Chile or Argentina or Australia, and most likely then processed and refined in Asia before it makes its way to the Tesla Gigafactory. So it's an important point because it just demonstrates the scale of the supply chain that's involved currently in lithium, having to transport that material, the distances that it gets transported. And it also underscores the reasons why it's important that the United States and Nevada develop a domestic supply chain for critical materials like lithium.
With your low cost factor to begin with, and then cheaper transportation costs, this would make this project very attractive in terms of both the investor side and also people who are going to be the customers.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, anything you can do to shorten that supply chain is going to have major benefits, both in terms of reliability of the supply chain, obviously cost, reducing the transportation. And importantly, transportation is one of the major sources of greenhouse gas emissions, CO2 emissions. So it'd also be much more, not only economically efficient, but environmentally more efficient, having that supply chain from somewhere like where we are, that it's as close as possible to the factories that will be making the lithium ion batteries.
Okay, and is the process that you use is an acid leaching form of process versus the other process you mentioned earlier?
That's correct. So it's a process that is really very, very applicable to our unique deposit. And I mentioned that combination of lithium and boron has some benefits when we come to processing. We can use a sulfuric acid leach, and people in Nevada would be familiar with some oxide copper deposits that have been mined over the years in Nevada. And that's how the copper is extracted. It's using a leach process of sulfuric and acid and water mix. And the minerals at Rhyolite Ridge, serlecite is the main one, they're soluble in acid. And that means you can just coarsely crush this material to about an inch in size and then place it in a tank, a vat, as we call it, of sulfuric acid and water. And within about 3 days, at a size of a particle size of an inch, you can leach out over 90% of the lithium and boron. And that makes this deposit rather very unique in that sense.
Let me ask you this. With all that's currently going on between the United States and China, does the ability to have lithium in the United States, being produced in the United States, become a national security issue?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, lithium has already been recognised as a strategic and critical mineral or product by the United States government. So absolutely. And I think, you know, to my point before about shortening the supply chains, so there is definitely an over-reliance globally on China for lithium-ion batteries. I think it's over 70% of all lithium-ion batteries pass through China. So there is an over-reliance issue. And then on top of that, with such long supply chains from raw material through to battery manufacturing and in fact, battery assembly into car plants, then, you know, there's some major issues that are obviously being receiving some attention or increased attention of late.
It seems to me that, you know, we're at the very beginning of the electric car industry, and that once that truly takes off, I guess over the next 5 to 10 years, isn't lithium going to be one of the most sought after, you know, minerals?
Yes, it is. So we've come from a very low base in terms of what's required demand-wise globally. And we're seeing as electric vehicle take-up increases and eventually will surpass gasoline engines, then there's going to be massive demand increases for lithium, like we haven't really seen in any other commodity in the past. So the projections are that it'll be, the demand will be growing at 20% or more per year compound growth over the next 15 years in the foreseeable future. So you're talking about massive demand growth. And that's particularly relevant for the United States because the US is the second largest motor vehicle fleet in the world. The current estimates are that by 2025, the US will need something like about 120,000 tons of lithium chemicals to facilitate the production of batteries that are already sort of planned at the Tesla Gigafactory and some of the other battery factories that are being planned and already are being built elsewhere in the United States. 120,000 tons of lithium carbonate or lithium hydroxide, depending on the batteries that are being made. Currently, the US produces only 4,000 tons. So we have to go from 4,000 tons to 120,000 tons if we were to be entirely self-sufficient by 2025, which is, you know, near on impossible. So there will be obviously a reliance for well into the future on other countries for lithium in the United States, but increasingly important that there is a balance and some of that production is from domestic sources, just like Rhyolite Ridge. Rhyolite Ridge in full production is estimated to be producing about 20 to 22,000 tons of lithium hydroxide a year. So even there, you would need six Rhyolite Ridges to, if you were going to produce all of the projected demand, you'd need six of them in production by 2025, and that's simply not going to happen. But massive demand increases as we electrify the motor vehicle fleet.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and much more on this topic after this timeout.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Bernard Rowe, who is in Sydney, Australia. He is president of Ioneer USA Corp, which is developing Rhyolite Ridge, which is a lithium and boron mine near Tonopah. How much money has your company invested so far in this project?
So we've spent approximately $60 million over the last 4 years.
60?
60 million, yes. So we've obviously spent a lot of money. It's a very advanced project. The resource is drilled out. There are extensions, obviously, that where we think it'll continue to grow. But we've done sufficient drilling to have a resource and reserve that would facilitate a start of a mining operation. We've completed a feasibility study, and just very recently, just a couple of weeks ago, we completed that. And now we're going through the formal permitting process.
And just to be clear about this, so people understand that this is not just some fly-by-night operation here, part of that feasibility study is required by the Australian government, correct?
Not so much the Australian government, but in terms of financing the project. And we are a public company, so... we have a Nevada company, Ioneer USA, with a headquarters in Reno, and that's where most of our people are based and work out of that office. We have a small office in Australia because our parent company is Australian. And in order for us to comply with the rules and regulations of the Australian Stock Exchange, and in terms of requiring us to when we're dealing with financiers on building a project like this, then we absolutely, that is a requirement for us to have completed that work. I think it's fair to say, just a comment on that $60 million that we've spent to date, this is an unusual deposit. There's not another one of them in the world. And so we have done, I would say, way beyond the norm for a project like this, for a normal mining project. So we've done extensive work that would be normally not done in a feasibility study. We've also run a full simulation pilot plant to test the processing. And that's because it's a unique deposit. So we wanted to make entirely sure that we understood all aspects of it before we started building. We've used Fluor, the large US engineering firm. We've completed approximately 30% of the engineering or design already. So whilst the deposit is really unique and the processing flow sheet that we've developed is unique to the deposit, the actual components of that processing that we're using are very, very straightforward, that are used in many other mining operations. It's just that we've brought those parts of that process together to apply at Rhyolite Ridge.
Some people I've talked to about this describe this as an early stage greenfields project. Is that correct?
It's greenfields in the sense that there are no other lithium mines in the immediate area. There is one existing lithium mine in Nevada, that's Silver Peak, but that's a brine operation where they're pumping salty water from the ground that contains lithium. So what we're talking about at Rhyolite Ridge is entirely different. This is a rock deposit which will be mined through a quarrying or an open pit type process. So it's very different. So in that sense, it's absolutely greenfields. No other existing mines like this anywhere. But to say it's early stage is not really accurate, in the sense that we've done all this work, we've spent $60 million, we've drilled enough resource for the initial 26 years and well beyond. So it's quite an advanced project with that detailed feasibility study completed.
All right, let's take another break and we'll come back much more on the lithium mine at Rhyolite Ridge after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bernard Rowe. He is the president of Ioneer USA Corp. They've invested $60 million so far in a lithium/boron mine at Rhyolite Ridge near Tonopah. You're talking about a 26-year lifespan for this mine initially. The returns I've seen that you are projecting, and they are projections, are phenomenal. Would you share with the audience some of those numbers?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So firstly, I should mention that with the 26 years, it will be developed in stages. So, there's an initial stage, but the culmination of the multiple stages that we're looking at in terms of development would be 26 years, but we think it will extend well beyond 26 years as well, because we have already drilled resource that's not in our mine plan. So, we're talking about a deposit that could easily be multi-generational. As is often happens with mining operations, there's an initial stage and then subsequent stages as you progress. In terms of the direct economics that were outlined in our feasibility study, we look, and I mentioned that we're talking about producing about 22,000 tons of lithium hydroxide and about 174,000 tons on average per year of boric acid. That production would equate to annual revenues of approximately $420 million a year, which would be an annual EBITDA of $288 million. The NPV of the deposit is, based on those economics, is around about $1.3 billion and an unlevered after-tax internal rate of return of 21%. So incredibly favorable and significant economic attributes with the project.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, as president, part of your job is to go around and pitch this to investors, and you're going to need investors because this is going to take a lot of money to come to fruition. What's the response so far from Wall Street, especially in these turbulent times?
So, being I mentioned that our parent company is Australian, so we look at both the Australian and the US markets. We obviously think, because of this asset and where it's located in the great state of Nevada, that the funding is more likely to mainly come from the United States for the development. So I think certainly the level of interest is very, very strong in the US. And I think there's certainly a commitment to and a belief in the electrification of the motor vehicle industry and that massive demand growth that we were talking about earlier. So in that sense, there has been strong interest there. I think it's coming from those that have strong views about that demand increase around lithium and that the US needs to have domestic supply. So we're still in early stages of discussions because we've only just finished that feasibility study, but it is an important part that we're now entering is looking at the economics and the financing required to build the project. And we'll be doing more and more work with the US, with Wall Street, with US funds, US investors to bring this project to fruition.
And that's where we have to leave it. I wish you the best of luck with this. It's a very exciting project, and it's going to be a lot of jobs and a lot of revenue, and we're excited for you. So thank you very much for doing this, and thank you for getting up at 2:00 in the morning. You may go back to bed now and get some Z's before your day starts. Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you very much, Sam. Pleasure to be with you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.